Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the Christmas Eve edition of the show. As always, the phones are open for you, and we are actually here live on this Christmas Eve, and the phone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
So, we got ourselves a little Christmas gift here from Joe Biden.
Oh, boy.
If you've been anywhere on social media today, I suspect you've already seen this news.
Oh, yeah, he sent us a Christmas card that said,
"Let's go, Brandon."
No, he hopes serious illness and death upon our families this year.
Oh, you're referring to the White House statement from, what, a few days ago? I think we read that.
Yeah.
Or you referred to it on the air. I don't know if you read the...
I was going
to
say, wasn't this like at least a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Because I definitely saw it, and I don't think I've seen much social media today.
Yeah, they were not kind Christmas wishes coming from the White House official press release, but Biden apparently and his wife were doing, I guess, some sort of a Christmas Eve phone call thing where they just let people call in, which is unusual, right? Like, normally it's hard to get, you know, an audience with the president.
Yeah.
But apparently the NORAD officials who are so-called tracking Santa Claus on Christmas Eve had some sort of a opportunity for just people to call in and chat it up with the Bidens here. And the clip online is actually fairly short that you tend to find with this, but I did find one that's got a little bit more of the context. So the ones that I'd heard earlier was just a clip of Biden actually saying, "Let's go, Brandon." But I'm going to play the sort of the lead up so you kind of know what came before this.
Okay. How about Penelope?
Well, Penelope, she's only two, so I think she'd be happy with just about it.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, oh, that's wonderful that you have a two-year-old.
So it's just them talking with this
dad. Have a
Merry
Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas.
And by the way, you guys have to be in bed by 9 o'clock, you know, and asleep.
Don't tell me what to do.
12, he doesn't show up.
This isn't to you, Jared. This is to the kids.
That's right.
See, they're trying to pretend like they're these
human
people who are so caring and, you know, oh, they're just like grandparents.
I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Well, yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry
Christmas, and let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree. Hey, by the way.
If you played the rest, she says, yeah.
Yeah, I think she did say yeah. Right.
Where, are you in Oregon?
Yeah, so then he awkwardly tries to, like, continue
Where's
the conversation after the dude already hung up the phone.
She's, like, looking at her feet, like, right. She knows what just happened.
Yeah, do you think he realized it?
No.
After he said it? Okay, so for those that don't know, Let's Go Brandon, there's this history behind it, right? Wasn't it some sort of race car drive? Like, it was at, like, a NASCAR track? And people were chanting F Joe Biden. We can't say the word here, but the reporter on the track was not wanting to admit what was being said, I think. If I recall the story correctly, I've never seen the actual original clip. It's become such a, you know, a meme, I guess.
Yeah.
But the reporter
Somebody asked you, what are they saying?
Right. Oh, yeah, they're chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," in the background. And so, you know, the internet took hold of that, and it just became this amazing meme where some people have been censored, I think, for saying, "Let's go, Brandon," on various different platforms and that sort of thing. And so it's turned into a code. So you can say, "Let's go, Brandon," and the idea is you're saying F Joe Biden without saying F Joe Biden. And so, I mean, this is, you want to talk about an amazing unintended Christmas gift from Joe Biden himself here. He himself actually saying, "Let's go, Biden," on Christmas Eve. I mean, absolutely incredible.
And obviously not knowing what it means, he's clueless.
You think somebody would have clued him in by now?
I think that maybe they told him it means something else, because he's like, let's go, Brandon. And his wife was looking at the floor like, oh,
was pretty
God.
Funny.
And he was just still smiling, but he didn't get it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Maybe they've kept him in the dark this entire time.
He kept hearing it yelled at him, and he's like, why are we saying that? And somebody was like, it means we love Joe Biden.
Well, you know he doesn't go on social media, right? Like, he's, what, almost 80 years old?
He's like 4 years older than Trump.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that old people don't go on social media, but they're less likely to do so, especially if they're just power freak politicians. This guy's got better things to do in his mind than go spend time on these newfangled internet devices and you know, potentially have to interact with the unwashed masses. So he probably has never actually encountered this. I don't know. I don't pay close attention to the guy, so maybe there have been people who've, like, shouted it at him or something. Again, it would have gone over his head if he had no idea what it meant. So I think you're right here, Bonnie. I think he may have just heard that for the first time and was just trying to be, you know, genuine. Like, oh, yeah, sure, bud. Whatever you say. Let's go, Brandon. And just kind of returning back what the guy said. And you know the caller had no intention for that to happen. The caller just wanted to hit him with a zinger on the way out, hang up the phone, and just hope that it got on the air.
I bet he's on an FBI watch list now.
Yeah, maybe. Or a Secret Service in this case. So I just thought that was particularly entertaining, and I figured it'd be fun to open the show up with that. Of course, we got other things to talk about here, including what is a slaughter bot? This is a story, Bonnie, that you've got, so pull it up when you get a chance. Plus, on the way, what do copyright laws have to do with gambling? Chris, you've got that story as well. And again, the phones are open here. We're live on Christmas Eve. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But there's a little bit of other good news. We'll start the show out with a little bit of good news here. And that is the Associated Press has reported that the Justice Department this week reversed its own legal opinion and said it will now be allowing federal inmates who've been released on home confinement because of coronavirus to stay out of prison. So last year, you might have heard the news that the federal prisons were releasing thousands of people due to COVID, that they wanted to lessen the amount of people in their facilities, I guess, releasing older inmates, for instance, people that had served some significant sentences, or maybe they didn't have that much to serve. I guess there are different circumstances under which these people were let loose. But for whatever reason, the Bureau of Prisons decided, you know, we don't need to keep these people in a cage. We'll go ahead and give them home confinement, and they can, you know, ride out the rest of COVID from their house. And, of course, having just been on home confinement myself and technically now under a curfew, so it's sort of a modified version of that, you know, it is a still fairly restrictive thing to be on home confinement. You have a probation officer.
It's like being moved from one cage to another.
Yes, it's a cage in which you can make your own food instead of relying on other people to do it. You have to kind of take care of yourself rather than having meals brought to you.
I wonder if they get to leave it all. Aren't there people that don't get to leave at all?
I suppose they can have different rules for different inmates. Yeah, that's probably true.
Because you're allowed to go pretty much anywhere. You just have to request.
Correct. So generally, you know, my understanding of home confinement is you have to stay at home unless you have permission to be out, which is what I was on for quite a while until just last week when I was changed from home confinement to curfew, which means I have to be back at home after a certain time. And, of course, I have an ankle monitor on, so I'm sure most, if not all of these guys also have that same situation.
You seem like such a good guy. Why are you being caged?
Oh, good question. Yeah, we had our studio raided, as you know, Chris, that happened back in March of this year, and it was absolutely awful. And they raided Aria's house, who's one of our other co-hosts, and Nobody, who's another co-host of ours, and three other nice folks that are not as public as those folks. But you can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about that. I didn't bring this up to talk about my situation, but that this is actually good news, because it was a few months ago that they had said they were going to start taking these people back to prison.
Really?
So they had let them out for however many months, you know, most of a year. And then
and supposedly the world didn't catch on fire.
Right, yeah. And then, well, they had this legal opinion that said, well, now they got to come back. And apparently they have actually reversed that decision. So the people, amazing.
I think that's great news.
It is great news for the thousands of individuals that are now back at home.
Most of these people shouldn't have been in prison in the first place.
That's probably true. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, Christmas Eve edition of the show. You can join us. Brown's here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Coming up, we will talk about how copyright laws somehow interface with gambling. You've got that story, Chris, and I'm very curious as to what that's about. But first, a little bit of good news, and it's coming from a place I didn't expect to get it, the Justice Department. Now, you know, normally
good news from the Justice Department.
It's pretty rare.
That sounds like a contradictory.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's not that they didn't abuse these people to begin with. The people who've been in prison, as you pointed out, many of whom have never harmed another human being. These are people, a lot of them are victimless criminals.
Some of them might just be flat out innocent.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them are probably innocent on top of, you know, not
victimless crimes.
Yeah, on top of those who have committed victimless crimes.
Right, but the good news is that the damage being done to these folks has been lessened, and so that's still worth pointing out. It's still worth saying, okay, that's the right thing to do. I mean, you've gotten them in, you've done the wrong thing by putting them in this situation in the first place. The least you can do is let them out of the cage. In this case, there are about 3,000 former federal prisoners who had been taken out of the prisons during COVID last year. And the Justice Department is now saying they've reversed their legal opinion and said now those inmates can stay on home confinement. The decision announced by Attorney General Merrick Garland came after months of pressure on Joe Biden from criminal justice groups, lawmakers, and other advocates. In the final days of the Trump administration, DOJ said released inmates would have to return to prison at the end of the emergency period declared during the pandemic. Nearly 3,000 former inmates would have potentially been taken back to prison. The Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel said Tuesday that it did not, quote, lightly depart from our precedents, and we have given the views expressed in our prior opinion careful and respectful consideration, unquote. The office concluded, by the way, this report from PBS, that the Federal Bureau of Prisons, quote, pre-existing authorities does not require that prisoners in extended home confinement be returned en masse to correctional facilities when the emergency period ends. So they read the ordinances once, and then they had one opinion, and then I guess they concluded a different conclusion for whatever reason. So,
yeah,
good for them.
If I'm not mistaken, their ruling on that was pretty terrible. Like, you basically were released, and then I don't think those days were going to count towards your sentence. So you were, you know, so you would end up with like a 3-year sentence, basically.
No way.
Yeah, for, you know, for something where you might have been sentenced to 2 years, because you're effectively released, but then you're confined, and so you end up having this time period which you basically can't do anything, you know, with your life. So your sentence is sort of
extended.
Yeah, right.
The original releases were authorized under the so-called authority of the $2.2 trillion CARES Act that President Trump signed in March 2020. As the virus spread, then Attorney General William Barr directed federal prisons to increase the use of home confinement and expedite the release of eligible high-risk inmates as coronavirus cases surged, meaning high risk of, I guess, death from coronavirus. Not sure why they all of a sudden care about keeping these people alive.
Well, if they didn't care about keeping them alive, they would, you know, not have Russell Brickton a life sentence. I think that it's more humane to kill someone than give them a life sentence.
Yeah,
I want them to suffer.
I guess you're right about that. Particularly in detention settings, priority was given to those at low or medium security prisons where the virus was spreading the fastest. Quote, thousands of people on home confinement have reconnected with their families, have found gainful employment, and have followed the rules, said the current Attorney General Garland in a statement saying further, in light of today's Office of Legal Counsel opinion, I've directed the department engage in a rulemaking process to ensure they live up to the letter and spirit of the CARES Act. They go on to blather about, we exercise our authority so those who have made rehabilitative progress and complied with the conditions of home confinement and who in the interest of justice should be given an opportunity to continue transitioning back to society are not unnecessarily returned to prison.
So some will be?
Well, I guess if you were a bad boy. Right, so if they let you out on home confinement due to COVID, and then you proceed to just, you know, leave the house when you didn't ask for permission, then they would consider that a black mark on your record, and you'd be more likely to be returned back to prison in that case. Now, according to the story, more than 35,000 inmates were released. So they had said earlier it was 3,000 who could have been sent back, but 35,000 of them were released as part of an effort to ease pandemic conditions, as long as they met certain criteria, including that they were not likely a danger to others. But about 2,830 of the 4,800 some who remain on home confinement were the ones that were slated to come back. So I guess of those 35,000, a lot of them were like on the tail end of their term. Mm. And so this wasn't, I don't think it was what you were saying, Chris. It wasn't extending their terms, it was just allowing them to serve the rest of their term in home confinement. And
okay.
So they're no longer, of those 35,000, like 3,000 or 30,000 or more of them, they're no longer being confined at all, is what it sounds like.
Well, that's okay. Good.
Yeah.
So, that is great news. Kudos, I guess, to the bureaucrats for doing this. I don't know if there was, you know, like a shred of humanity that somehow surfaced.
There's probably something they somehow got out of it. It would have been more expensive to move them, something. Mm. They needed more rooms in the prison for all the new people they have in there. There's some reason that serves them. They don't serve us.
It comes off to me as a selfishness thing, as far as the government's concerned. It's what will make the politicians look good, effectively. They heard from people,
true.
And the people are saying they want these people not to go back in the cage, and they thought it would make them look good. I mean, that's usually why these things happen.
Yeah, and I guess Biden can now claim this, right? Like, he can say, see, I'm a prison reformer, even though he's done absolutely nothing to, like, actually stop people from going to prison.
Right.
Say, I don't know, Julian Assange, for instance, or maybe Edward Snowden. Now, Snowden, of course, is not in the clutches of the U.S. government, but, of course, Biden could easily pardon either of these two people. And
or Ross Ulbricht.
Ross, of course, there for two life sentences.
It'd be the easiest
plus
one
4 years.
Pardon.
Actually, there was an interesting interview, I guess, recently that I saw an excerpt from where Candace Owens, who's like a right-wing conservative columnist or whatever, commentator, she got Trump to sit down for an interview. She cornered him and asked him about Julian Assange and Edward Snowden specifically, and he had no good answer. He was just hemming and hawing and saying, well, there's two sides, and there's good people on both sides, and he just blathered for 30 seconds flat and had nothing. He could not explain any rational reason, with the exception of he answers to someone. That's what he didn't say without, that's what he basically said without saying it, was that he answers to people, because he said, well, there's people, good people on both sides, and that's why he did nothing about Julian Assange.
Yikes.
And about Edward Snowden. So, good news, you know, for those 3,000 people that don't have to go back to federal prison now, you know, they should, of course, release more of their inmates, more people who, again, have never harmed another human being, who are just rotting away for the rest of their lives in some cases there in federal prison. But again, I think Bonnie's right about this. You can't expect these people to be compassionate. They got something out of this. What it was, not clear. But if you want...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting with kids at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. this Christmas Eve. The couple meeting and reading to children who are receiving care there and their families. The White House saying while it's tradition for the First Lady to visit the hospital the day before Christmas, it was the first time the sitting president also took part. The Bidens also set to spend Christmas at the White House instead of Delaware. With holiday shoppers prowling stores online and in person, holiday sales this year are estimated to be well over $800 billion. The National Retail Federation reports holiday sales from November and December could be up as much as 11.5% from 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Royal Caribbean is tightening its mask policy on board ships. The cruise line notifying passengers of the change this week, saying they will be in effect until January 5th. The move comes as Royal Caribbean deals with COVID-19 outbreaks on several ships. This Christmas could be the warmest in more than 50 or even 100 years for parts of the South Central United States. AccuWeather forecasters saying several cities are tracking toward experiencing their warmest December on record. Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee all stand to match or top record highs for December 25th. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brett Anderson saying highs in the 70s and 80s will be common for much of the region, which are more typical of early to mid-October. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open here on this Christmas Eve edition. We are live, by the way. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We started out with some of the good news. First of all, Joe Biden gave everybody on the internet a gift. He actually said, "Let's go, Brandon." If you haven't seen the clip, I did link it over on our social media profile at social.freetalklive.com. You can find us there. And unlike the big tech social media companies, you actually have a lot more freedom to speak on Free Talk Live's, as you would expect, social media site over at social.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is also brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And, you know, it's the holiday season. Bitcoin had been below $50,000 for a couple weeks there. You had a good opportunity to jump in below 50K. As of now, it's above 50K. Now it's around like 51, I think, the last time I looked earlier today, maybe 50 and change. So still, you know, down from where the peak was several weeks ago at around $68,000. So it might be time to take a look at it over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. You can watch some introductory videos and learn some of the basics about what makes cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash special. And why you really ought to know about this, why this stuff is changing the world. And you don't want to be, you know, getting in on the back end of this thing, because it's not going away, in my opinion. I can't predict what the price is going to do. It could drop in the next 5 minutes. We have no idea. But over the last 13 years, it has trended upwards over time. So take your time, do a little bit of research, head over to Bitcoin.com. Now, let's talk a little bit more about money. Chris, you've got a story about gambling, and I got to say, I was surprised at the technology behind placing bets these days. You were saying to me off the air that apparently gamblers are floating drones over sports stadiums so they can get the fastest feed of what's happening on the field so they can place bets, like instantaneous during the game bets,
yes,
about what's going to happen before it actually hits the network television feed.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently it used to be back in the day, gamblers could, you know, they'd have to basically place their bets before the game, I guess, started.
Right.
And then, which makes sense to me.
The bookies or whatever would have to actually, like, physically call them in or write them down or
probably
send them,
yeah,
somewhere. I don't, yeah, know how all that works, but old tech moves a little slower.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, apparently in, I don't know how long this has been true, but apparently now you can do bets, like live bets, while the game is in session.
Right.
And as a result of this, and I'm still not entirely sure, like, if you were actually at the game, you would also have an advantage over other people who were not at the game, but I don't know. But apparently, there are drones that are being flown over the fields.
Amazing.
And this is giving them a 2-second advantage over a TV stream. So
I wonder if they're going to start shooting them down.
I can't imagine the football stadiums are very happy about this because, I mean, there are government regulations regarding drones,
yeah,
so I don't know what those regulations are, but I wonder if these people are actually, you know, licensed.
So there's two aspects to this. One, this is the UK.
Oh.
But I don't necessarily know that it's that different in the U.S. as to the U.K. In this regard. But so in the U.S., it's regulated by the FCC, effectively, flying drones. So it's probably the case that it's legal in the U.S. to do something of the similar nature. But I don't know. It's kind of like around prisons. They can't jam cell phone signals. Again, it's FCC regulated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the military, when they've got all their stuff going on, still FCC regulated.
But you're not allowed to fly a drone over a prison. That is definitely prohibited.
That might be prohibited.
Yeah.
But as far as the airwaves are concerned, it's okay. So
they can't jam it, but they could shoot you down.
I'm sorry, I said FCC. This is FAA, not FCC. Mm-hmm. As far as the drones are concerned, yeah.
But the drones are controlled by radio transmission, so FCC would come into play on that.
Yeah, that's probably true too. Anyway, basically, the point that I'm making is that it's one of these things where there is a very particular agency that regulates this sort of thing, mm-hmm, and so, you know, a prison or, you know, a theater or, you know, they can't just do whatever they want. They might be able to paint their walls with something that hinders a signal going through, but they can't jam a signal,
gotcha,
for example, in the case of, like, cell phones and things of that nature.
Mm.
Let's get into the story a little bit. So this is a story coming from Torrent Freak, and the title of the story is Lawmakers Fix Copyright Law to Stop Gamblers Beating the Bookies. So they want to use, apparently, copyright law to somehow stop gamblers from beating the bookies. It's crazy.
Yeah, I gotta hear how this is gonna happen.
The UK Parliament's House of Lords has heard calls for a significant tightening of copyright law to tackle a most unusual threat. According to several lords, the law should be updated to prevent live sporting events from being filmed by the public.
Wow.
I mean,
what is the threat?
I mean, basically,
bookies know some politicians,
yeah,
and they want to protect their friends.
And the crazy thing, too, about this is that, like, there's an easy solution to this problem. Just require the bets prior to the game starting, and then the problem goes away, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's ways to solve these sorts of problems, or maybe have it so that, and I don't even necessarily know you need to do that. I would think just making it so that you have to place the bet, like, a couple of minutes before, I guess, whatever the bet is on. Like, I guess if it's crossing a finish line or something like that, you just have to place the bet prior to that, a couple minutes prior, because then they don't get that advantage, that 2-second advantage, or it wouldn't have the same type of effect that you would if you were sort of an automated
system. Yeah, I guess the trick is these websites, for instance, are offering these instantaneous bets of things that can happen during the game, but you don't know if they will, right? So you can't, like, if you're talking about a finish line in a race, that's one thing, but if you're talking about a football game, you don't know, you know, if a team's going to intercept the ball or when they're going to run it or when they're going to pass it. You, as the player, of the gambler,
sure,
you have no idea, and as the house has no idea when these things are going to happen, so it's just somebody places a bet that so-and-so team is going to score within the next minute, and then they do. If they do score within the next minute, then they win big. If they don't, they lose big. I mean, there's all kinds of potentials for what people can do, and so these platforms, I would imagine, I wonder if the platforms really care, because isn't it essentially the bettors betting against one another?
I don't know.
More so than the platform itself. I'm not a gambler, so I don't know.
Yeah, this is the same problem. We're basically three non-gamblers, I'm assuming.
Yeah, three.
I'm not entirely sure myself. But it seems like these are all problems that can be basically solved
without the government
involvement. And the idea that you wouldn't be able to, you know, film your little kid's soccer game.
That's insane.
Is insane.
Or any game. I mean, look, if you've got 100,000 people or 50,000 people in an audience or whatever these stadiums hold, I mean, there's no way that you're going to be able to tell these people they can't pull out a phone and record the action on the field.
Right. And it goes kind of even gets worse. It makes even less sense to me because, okay, so you can't film the game using a drone. Okay, fine. But that doesn't really stop gamblers from getting an advantage if they actually go to the game, right? I mean, you're still going to...
Yeah, why can't you just sit there in the in the stadium with your laptop and place bets?
Right. And the thing with that is, like, you would have an advantage over the cellular connection, you know, the drones that are being filmed.
You'd beat the drones, yeah.
You'll even beat them. So it just seems like such a weird, like, what they're calling a loophole, and it's just crazy in copyright law, I guess.
I wonder how often this is happening, because if it is as simple as you just go to the game with a phone and start placing bets on the things that happen on the field, I mean, you would think they've figured out a way to remediate this problem.
Sounds
already.
Like they just wanted to tighten copyright laws or something.
Yeah, this might just be an excuse.
It might be, because they've actually, in the story, I haven't even gotten to it, but they actually say that it's not even a big problem. It's like, because one of the problems is that...
But it's a threat.
Yeah, I guess.
It could happen.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so with the drones, you've got a two-second advantage, but you can't have a lot of people viewing that feed because you'd end up adding latency to it.
Hmm.
Okay? And it's because you'd end up having, like, a relay in there as well in order to distribute it to more people.
And that private feed.
Right, it undermines it. So it only works in small numbers anyway.
All right, we're going to continue here with more from this story. Maybe you know a thing or two about this live gambling that's going on out there. I know that there are websites that allow this, and you can, you know, usually you can pay with Bitcoin in these cases.
Yeah.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us and bring up whatever you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live phones open here, live Christmas Eve edition of the show. And by the way, we are live throughout the holidays, so we're going to be with you tomorrow on Christmas Day. We'll be with you New Year's Eve, which is 1 week from tonight. And also New Year's Day, because we do this thing 365 days a year, all 7 days a week. We're live 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And you're invited to join us here as well. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. Also, in 1 week, we're going to do a after show on New Year's Eve. So you can ring in the New Year with us. If you don't have anything else to do, we'll be here for you. And we're going to do a giveaway of the BitBox, which is a 100% open source hardware wallet. So if you're into Bitcoin, BTC, if you're into Ethereum and Litecoin, you definitely need to take a look at the BitBox. Get over to box.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about it there. You can order your own for 5% off using code FTL. Or you can get into the giveaway by becoming a Free Talk Live supporter via the AMPS program, amps.freetalklive.com. We'll pick one lucky supporter, one lucky member of AMPS, and you will get the BitBox. So we're going to do that next week after the radio show's over. So we're going to start the Free Your Talk Live internet-only episode probably around 10:30 Eastern on New Year's Eve. So hopefully you will join us for that as we continue here. Chris, you're just beginning to tell us about an unusual story mixing gambling in with copyright law. Some people have gone to the Lords there in their version of representatives, I guess, there in the UK and said, hey, we need protection from these people flying drones over gambling, or not gambling, over sports stadiums. They're shooting video that's getting to people faster
yeah.
than the mainstream media is, and so therefore people are able to place bets on these instantaneous betting, I presume, websites.
Yep.
And that's not fair, so tell me more.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically wanting to stop gamblers from doing what gamblers do, from getting an edge.
But their proposal is to stop anyone from recording video of sporting events.
Right, they're doing it, and they're trying to do it through copyright law. According to several lords, the law should be updated to prevent live sporting events from being filmed by the public. In other words, if you film your kid's soccer game, you would be committing some sort of copyright offense.
I mean, the odds that it'll be enforced at a kid's soccer game is probably a little less likely than at a major league kind of sports stadium, but, you know, they could.
Maybe was just created to stop the videos of, pro athletes who are very healthy fainting
having
on the field
attacks.
And having heart attacks.
And it's also kind of crazy, too, because usually it's the person doing the filming that owns the copyright. So what infringement are you, like, you're violating your own copyright? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're saying here, basically, that they want the mainstream media to have the
exclusive rights, yeah. But then the question is, who owns that copyright or that right, I guess? It's not, I don't know if you
can say
copyright.
There's a licensing deal between, at least I know in the U.S., like yeah. NFL, for instance,
sure.
Major League Baseball, these corporations, they do exclusive license deals
with
the
I think that's already the
media.
Case in the U.K., too, though. So yeah. The question then becomes, like, what is this going to do? I guess this is, I don't know, is the law specific to those major, I don't know, teams or something of that nature, or those major professional leagues? Is that in the law, I wonder? Because otherwise, it almost sounds like it would be illegal to film at any type of sporting event.
That's what it's sounding like.
But the question also does become, who then gets those rights? Is it the teams on the field? Is it the players on the field? Is it the league? Is it...
I think it would be whoever is...
Is it the
presumably the stadium and the league. Would be the primary rights holders, because they're giving the media the pass, right? So the media cuts a deal with them and says, all right, I don't know how these deals work. I don't know if, I presume the media pays them, right? So
I'm pretty sure.
Like, if they're a big enough deal,
yeah.
right? Like,
yep.
if you're a big deal and you're attracting a huge audience, then, you know, like the NFL, then media is going to be bidding to get the exclusive right to be the Super Bowl affiliate or be the, you know, the Bears affiliate or whoever, whatever game, you know, team we're talking about.
Yeah, so. I think even in the United States or it wouldn't be illegal for you to film it if it's long
not
as
from your own camera.
Yeah, from outside the stadium, right?
If you're a paid ticket holder, I mean, the odds that they're going to start telling people you can't pull your camera out and record what's going on is completely unbelievable. I mean, that's not what they're going to do. Like, even if this passes,
yeah.
they're not going to tell their audience members they can't record. They're trying to stop these pros from doing this somehow. And,
well,
and if they have to shoot down a drone, they're going to shoot down a drone.
It's gamblers, though. At least supposedly it's gamblers.
Yeah.
Which makes even less sense to me, because if you're a gambler, couldn't you just show up to the game itself and do the betting from there rather than having the drone to...
Yeah, that's a great point.
Somebody has to be there flying the drone in the first place, presumably.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very, very bizarre. I mean, I guess you could have one person go and then like a dozen gamblers maybe watching that live feed or something like that to gain an advantage, but it's just still so weird. While there are plenty of stories of people hitting the proverbial jackpot when gambling, there are many more tales of habits becoming a problem. As a result, bookmakers are often portrayed as preying on victims, trying every trick in the book to part people from their money.
Well, you know, gambling is a problem for a lot of people. It absolutely is an addiction, and I understand why people think they can somehow solve this problem by prohibiting it, but those people don't understand what prohibition is.
Yeah.
They don't understand that prohibition always fails, and if anything, it makes the problems worse.
Yep.
So I get that people are concerned about gamblers because, you know, they might have had a family member who is a gambling addict or a friend or something like that, and it is devastating to see somebody go through selling everything that they own and then, you know, mortgaging their house and, you know, just absolutely just destroying financially their own life just because they think they're going to hit it big on the next bet.
But if they stopped being able to go to the casino they go to, would they just stop with that part of their personality altogether?
No, that's the thing. They go underground. If you can't do it openly, then you're, you know, then you're seeking out, you know, underground cockfighting or whatever,
yeah,
you know?
Even if you can't gamble at all, you still have something that you need to address in yourself that will still be causing issues for
but
you.
But that's the thing. There's always going to be a way to place a bet. It doesn't matter what prohibitions and what kind of crackdowns are put into place. Those people are looking for that opportunity, and all you have to do, you know, seek and ye shall find. You will find gambling opportunities in the black market if necessary.
Yeah. And
they'll be dangerous.
You may not even have to go to the black market to gamble, so to speak.
If it's prohibited, you will.
Well, I mean, they're not going to prohibit trading stocks, right? I mean, there's other ways to sort of get this.
I don't think that the average gambler is looking for that, though. That's not the same
bet. But like day trading, you know, it's kind of got a lot of similar qualities. I don't know.
I see what you're saying there.
I mean, I certainly, you know, long term trades is not what the gambler's after. Yeah. I got that. But
they're looking for the instant.
If you
high.
Got like a day trading kind of thing maybe going on, or there's like other ways. I'm not a gambler, so I don't know where those other, you know, ways to gamble without gambling per what the law defines as gambling.
Gambling with your life. It could just be reckless living. Like, I bet I can jump over that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Just show up in so many different ways.
You know, it could be stealing. You know, I mean, it's not gambling, but it's
a risk.
It's a risk, and you're going to have a high reward potentially. So, and that's part of what gambling is. It's like it's taking a high risk with a reward,
right?
Potentially high reward. And what do you get from stealing? It's the same potential situation. You know, well, there's a lot of risk, but it's also potentially high reward if you can get away with it. But what if there was a way to even things out a little, to beat the bookies, as it were? As it stands, a small but significant loophole certainly exists. And has been the case for some time. Every second counts. In days gone by, when people placed a bet on a team to win, a fighter to prevail, or a horse to reach the post first, bets were placed before events started. However, modern technology now allows people to place in-play bets, attempting to predict who will score the next goal.
This benefits the bookies, right? To allow people to place in-game bets just gives more opportunities for people to lose money.
Yeah.
So they love doing this. If it wasn't good for the bookies, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it is a good question. It's like, who is this really supposed to be benefiting? Because it almost doesn't seem like it would benefit the bookies. And
of course it benefits the law or gambling during the game?
Well, passing this law doesn't seem like it would benefit the bookies because, I mean, what's it going to do? I mean, the gambling is going to happen. Maybe I don't understand the business model of the bookie, but I would think, I don't know why it matters which person wins.
Yeah, you would think they make money whether the king goes one way or another.
Right. So, I don't know. Maybe it's not how that works. I don't know.
Well, somebody has to set the odds, and so somehow that factors in, right? Mm-hmm. Like, somebody says, this team is more likely to win than this team, and then they say 2-1 odds or 3-1 odds, and then somehow that affects the amount of money that you can win, right? So.
Yeah.
I'm with you on this, Chris. I've never really researched how bookies make their monies on this sort of
thing. Seems crazy regardless. Like, just the idea that you would ban people from filming their child soccer games. This is crazy.
Is there more to share from the story?
Yeah.
We'll continue with that here in moments. And it is live, by the way. We're here on Christmas Eve. You can join us at 603-283-6160. Have you had gambling issues? Are you currently an addict?
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.